Well, tell us what you saw yesterday. As I mentioned to you earlier, it just seemed like a fascinating day to be witnessing what was happening on the floor.
No, it was. And Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly wanted to cast that tie-breaking vote to be the one who sent it over the top. So the Republicans actually ended up having to make a deal with the Democrats so that they would all vote no. Let me explain. This is very interesting. You know, there's 38 members of the Senate. And so in order for Brian Kelly to vote, it would have to be a 19-19 tie. Well, there's nothing that says that all the Democrats who are present have to vote. And so there was some talk from Gretchen Whitmer, the state Senate minority leader, that she would just have one of her members not vote. And so that would have meant that an extra Republican would have cast a vote for this plan. Now, there were a lot of Republicans didn't want to vote for this, Tony, because they were concerned about the impact on pensioners and on the low income and the working poor. And so they were holding off and didn't want to vote. And so the thought from the Democrats was, if we force the Republicans to have one more of their vulnerable members vote yes, that's one more person we can attack with this during the next election. And, well, it's 2014, a long way away, but still.
Interesting take on things. It reminds me of what happened in Wisconsin.
Yeah, a little bit. And so what happened is the governor went to the Democrats and said, okay, now what can we do to make sure that you don't have one of your members take a walk? And so Gretchen Whitmer was able to deal, and she got two promises. She got a promise that some of the money that appears to be coming on Monday, when the eggheads and economists get together and revise how much money they think the state's going to bring in. And they're going to come back and they're going to say, hey, we're going to bring in an estimated $500 million more than we expected the last time we did this. And so Gretchen Whitmer asked that that extra money be put toward education in the K-12 budget. And she got assurances that it would be, so that was one win. And then the second was, is she wants to get some legislation for the city of Detroit. You know, they lost population, Tony. And the laws in the state are written in such a way that if you're writing about Detroit specific, they put a population threshold in there. They can't say, for the city of Detroit, you can do this and that. It has to say, a city of X and X population, 750,000. Well, since they went under that, they can no longer tax. They can no longer do their income tax, and they can't do their utility tax. So the city's kind of, in a rock and a hard place there, so they need the law changed. And so Gretchen Whitmer asked the administration and asked the Senate Majority Leader, would you guys please put these bills up for a vote that would allow the city of Detroit to continue these taxes? They said yes. So Gretchen got two wins out of this.
So the Michigan business tax, as you write in the newsletter, is dead.
Yes. Yeah, well, it's dead as soon as the governor signs it into law. And, you know, Governor Snyder was very excited about this. I mean, just think about this, Tony. He proposed this only 12 weeks ago, and he was able to eliminate the state's business tax, put in a new business tax, and he's well on his way to balancing the budget. I think I was one of the many, many political pundits back in February who did not think this could be done. And, you know, and he's proven us wrong. It's really pretty amazing. And, of course, it helps to have single-party rule, having the Republicans in control of the House and the Senate. But be that as it may, it's still pretty amazing after the last 4 years what we saw up here.
Beyond the single-party rule, what helped them get it done?
Well, I think there was a lot of focus, and, you know, there was also a common theme that this is what we were going to focus on, and, you know, we weren't going to let side issues bog us down too much. We wanted to bring everybody together, bring the lawmakers who were opposed to this together and say, okay, what can we do to help this make this more palatable to you? And in the case of the earned income tax credit, originally the governor had just decided that we were going to eliminate it. But after some discussions with some Republicans who said it was very important to them, they brought it back in a limited quantity, and it will be 6% of the federal EITC. And so it won't be as large as it was before, but it will still exist. And then they also had some questions about people who had brownfield credits, you know, these developers who try and rehabilitate these polluted properties. They wanted to make sure that folks who had these brownfield credits would still be able to cash them in, and they got that as well. And, you know, when you get a couple compromises in, and, pretty soon you're rolling.
All right, Kyle, as always, we appreciate before I let you go, when is this bill going to get signed?
Well, he's getting, and once it's presented to him, he's got 10 days to sign it. And, you know, it could be he could sign it up at Mackinac Island during the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, ComFab, you know, the thing that they have up there right after Memorial Day. That's very possible. It usually takes the Senate and the House a few days to prepare the bill and whatever, so that's possible. But be rest assured, Snyder will make sure that everybody knows, and it will be a big stinking deal.
All right, Kyle, we'll probably get you back on the show on Tuesday. I want to get your take on what we find out from Monday's meeting on that funding. It's going to be very interesting.
Yes, yeah, no problem.
All right, enjoy your weekend.
You too, Tony.